Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We need golf guy this morning, okay? Everybody has a blind spot. And golf is one of my blind spots. I love, you know, football and basketball and hockey's something I'm really passionate about, especially the Red Wings. I'm not a big golf guy. I want to know from golf guy what to do with Scottie Scheffler. He is on a tear right now. He was dominant final day at the Masters. 7 birdies on Sunday. The most birdies on a Sunday at the Masters since the late 80s, right? He is pulling away down the stretch. He's winning the tournaments that aren't the majors. He's won the Masters twice. He's only 27 years old. What I want to know from golf fans, is he different? Is this going to be another, hey, Spieth had a moment, Rory had a moment, flavor of the month. You win a couple majors and everybody says you could be the next, but you never fulfill it. Is he different? Is this a guy who could challenge for double-digit majors? Is this a guy who can challenge and be the dominant guy that Tiger was? You tell me if you're the golf guy. 248-539-9797. Because, John, I was a golf group chat with some friends, and they go, if you look at the nerdy stats like strokes gained, he is just shy of Tiger at his peak. He is a dominant golfer. How dominant, I think, is now what we get to watch for, right?
Yeah, and it's so he's only the second one in history to win the Masters multiple times. Now he's won it twice as the world's number one. The other guy, obviously Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody right now is ready to say, well, can he push Tiger Woods' legacy? That's not where we're at. But can he have a moment of time where, okay, he won in 22 and now in 24? Is there a moment of a 5, 6, 7 year stretch where he can dominate the game of golf? And as I looked into it, and actually I kind of got a little bit captivated because he was the heavy favorite going in, and I was looking at it going, well, I mean, Vegas is not going to call their shot, right? Well, they did. And I was watching through the entire, because he basically led from start to finish. Day one, he was what, one
back.
One back. That's right. Because it was DeChambeau that won on that first day, or had the lead on that first day. And then since then, it was Scottie Scheffler. But here's where I think he does separate himself. And like all of us, when we play golf, not all of us, those of us that don't play very much and don't play very good, is you could go out in a year and, I don't know, say you play 20 times. Say you play 30 times. Mm-hmm. You have that one day where you're like, yeah, it all came together. Mm-hmm. This is why I play the game. But the other 29 times, you're like, this game sucks. And for him, there doesn't seem to be any swings. He is very consistent in what he does. And that consistency, and we even see it in the pros where, you know, a guy wins a major or he wins a couple of tournaments and then he kind of disappears for 6 weeks, maybe 2 months, or even the rest of that season. And Scottie Scheffler doesn't have those lulls.
Yeah, I mean, I think as someone who really only pays attention for the majors, he only has 2 majors. But people point out to me, golf people, that he wins all the other tournaments too. I think he's won 3 of the last 4 tournaments in general. He's just a really good golfer. And when you're the heavy favorite and then you go out and do that, you are setting the stage for a run. And we've seen other people have the runway. Spieth had the runway and Rory had the runway, and there have been others. And we say, oh, they're the next guy to be the face of golf. I don't know that it's fair to say that someone will be Tiger, because Tiger was both a great dominant golfer
and is an icon
and a cultural phenomenon. I mean, Scottie doesn't exactly have the same appeal, but he's a damn good golfer. And the question is, can he take a couple Masters, throw in a British Open, right? Throw in a US Open, 5, 6, 7, win another Masters, be the face of golf for an extended period of time in a way that Rory didn't live up to with the initial promise, or that Spieth hasn't lived up to with the initial promise. Is he different? ESPN put it this way. They referred to a Scottie shadow, a Scheffler shadow.
He's 6'3".
Taller guy.
He can't cast a shadow.
That he is casting a shadow on the game of golf, that he is emerging as the key figure that everybody else has to overcome.
Right. He's the guy everyone's chasing. And can he be the guy that everyone's chasing for, we say, extended period of time? Can he be that guy that everyone's chasing for 5, 6, 7 years? And a life's about to change for him as well.
Father.
Yeah. And did you notice that there was a semantical change to what he said going into Friday?
Of course you caught this, Mr. Words Matter, of course.
Yeah. I mean, he said, obviously, at any point, if his wife calls and goes into labor, he is leaving the Masters. Okay. We all respect their decision. And then he said, I think it was on Saturday night, they asked him about it. And he said, well, if she goes into labor before I tee off, then I'm gonna go.
Once he's into the final round of 18,
he's gonna roll.
He's locked in.
Yeah. See, I fell for this with Jordan Spieth. I thought he was gonna be the guy, and then what I didn't realize about Spieth, when he started failing in majors and having the chance to win, he was too emotional. You know, it comes down to Scottie Scheffler policing himself here, basically. Well,
but that's his personality. He doesn't seem to be an emotional guy.
But we knew in the moment Tiger had the drive to chase Nicklaus. Does Scottie have the drive to at least, I mean, I don't think he will, but chase Tiger? And what you use, I think, is double-digit majors. I've always thought that Tiger is 16, right?
15, I think.
So we're not really saying he's going to be duplicate what Tiger does, but he's going to get into a realm where maybe he would be considered the third greatest golfer ever.
Yeah, or, the short list. I'm trying to frame this the right way because I'm more casual guy with this. Some people who follow this closer may have a better way of determining it.
People always
it.
Accuse of overreaction, though. I do think the one thing that happened within the tournament, he confirmed his favorite, being as big of a favorite, and it was, they had four guys that were 7 under.
You're right around, 11 and 12?
With, I think, Scheffler had 10 to play.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up winning by 7. They all fell apart. I think the Auberg or whatever was closer. Maybe it was
Swede,
6.
Yeah.
But the guys you expected, Morikawa putting it in the water, Homa putting it in the water. Scottie didn't. Instead, Scottie got birdies. That's very Tigerish.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. Golf guy here, grew up in the age of Tiger. This is the closest to Tiger from a dominant standpoint we've seen. The talent is loads higher. That's what we're looking for. Do you feel like that's where he is? Scottie's been great and will continue to be great, but comparing him to Tiger is unfair and unrealistic.
I'm not comparing him to Tiger.
Yeah, there's been this idea, like Tiger is still golfing, and we'll get to him in a second here, but he's not what he once was, and that spot atop the sport has kind of teeter-tottered, right? There's always a next guy grabbing the mantle, and no one has really owned it, and now there's a chance if Scottie is what people say he is, where he becomes this force, where he doesn't win one or two, but he wins 7 or 8, 8 or 9, flirts with 10.
Right. Is there a time period where he is the one that everybody's chasing? When Tiger Woods was in his prime and, winning 5, Masters, is that, and okay, the last one came obviously late, but there was a time period where everybody was trying to get better to chase Tiger Woods. And the golfers did get better. He did have an effect on the game in that and everything that goes along with it. But is Scottie Scheffler now the guy that everybody is saying, I have to be better to beat Scottie Scheffler? Is there a name that they're putting at the top of that list?
Ticket texter says, Scottie Scheffler, absolutely different. I texted in last week, said if he learns how to putt, he will rival Tiger's dominance. Well, hired a new putting coach, starting to show he's about to go on an absolute tear. Another says he's going to win 8-plus majors. By far the best iron player, can smash off the tee. He's an average putter, above-average putter, and more focused of any golfer on the tour. If you aren't winning majors, then you don't matter in golf. Reads another one. Well, he's got two, and that's the question. Two Masters now at 27, and the runway. Everybody talks about the runway, and he's about to go on this dominant tear. You're a golf guy. We want to hear from you. 248-539-9797. We'll get some thoughts on the winner. And of course, we're going to talk Tiger. He made the cut, but... ... Is he MSU Hoops?